Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
And today, Anna, we are going to read some comics. Yay!
Meet
Everybody
the
'll love.
Wongs。
Oh, I thought it was Superman. No, of course, it's not Superman. He's old. He's boring. We're talking about meeting the Wongs, the Super Wongs. Can
The
they
Wong.
fly? Can they run faster than a train?
Like a Spider-Man?
They're a super family.
Oh,
That's right. They love each
right.
other in a super
Yeah,
way.
right.
There you go. So let's find out what's going on down at the Wong family house this month. Let's check out our article.
Meet the Wongs.
The best Chinese New Year ever.
I'm so excited to go to Mingxiong for Chinese New Year. Me too. We can get lots of money to buy toys.
Everyone, help me clean the house to prepare for the holiday.
Why do we need to clean here if we're celebrating in Mingxiong?
We still need to sweep away the bad luck and make this home ready for good luck.
Paige, you sweep the floors. Then twins, you mop.
I want to help, but my old back is weak.
Grandpa, are you okay?
Oh, my back is so painful.
I'll take you to the doctor.
One power!
Toy, toy. The children couldn't wait to play with their toys from Christmas. The children couldn't wait to play with their toys from Christmas. Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate, celebrated, celebrated. Lisa celebrated her birthday with friends at a fancy restaurant. Lisa celebrated her birthday with friends at a fancy restaurant. Mop, 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 mopped, mopped. The waitress mopped the soda up from the floor. The waitress mopped the soda up from the floor. Painful, painful. Eric had a painful headache and went to the doctor. Eric had a painful headache and went to the doctor.
Hey, yes, the Wong family. Okay, it's Chinese New Year. 恭喜恭喜.
恭喜发财.恭喜恭喜恭喜你,恭喜恭喜你. Do you like Chinese New Year?
Who doesn't like Chinese New Year? Chinese New Year is awesome.
Awesome.
Well, some of the food that I have to eat at Chinese New Year, like that long green vegetable.
The bitter one?
Yeah.
Oh, 芥菜,常年菜.
Yeah, it gives you a long life. Gives me a bad stomach.
Really?
Yeah, but I eat it. I eat it every year, and I'm not dead, so maybe it works. I don't know, but everything else, the firecrackers, having all that time off, spending time with family, watching too much
mahjong.
TV. I don't play mahjong. I keep my pocket, my money in my pocket, but I like to watch people play. It's all good. It's all fun. I like it as much as I like Christmas.
Oh,
and you get a longer holiday too.
对.
Which is nice. Yeah. So the Wongs love it, you love it, I love it, everybody loves it. And Mom is trying to get the house ready for Chinese New Year.
Mom doesn't like Chinese New Year.
Well, maybe not.
Too many things to do.
Mom has extra work.
Really.
A lot of more cleaning, right? A lot more cleaning. Cooking.
And the feast.
And the feast,
right?
And then your dirty family is sitting around the house
right,
for a
right,
week.
Right, right, right.
Just making dirty laundry and eating snacks. Ugh. All right, well, moms have a little bit more work. And it seems that the Wong mom is the same. She's trying to get the house ready. You do the big cleaning, right? Everybody else in the family, though, is doing something else. They're not helping mom.
That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
That's why moms don't like Chinese New Year.
Yeah, it's true. We should help moms a little bit more at Chinese New Year. Jimmy, who's not helping mom, says, I'm so excited to go to Minxiong for Chinese New Year. Minxiong.
Jiayi de Minxiong.
Oh, really? That's in Taiwan.
Oh.
I've never heard of Minxiong.
Jiayi Minxiong.
What's that?
Jiayi.
It's in Jiayi. Well, of course it is. Okay, so why do we go to Minxiong for Chinese New Year? Why at that time of year is it good to go?
It's good to go everywhere.
Anytime. It's a fun place for a little holiday.
Right?
So that's why Jimmy is excited to go. Timmy says to Jimmy, me too. We can get lots of money to buy toys. Ah, okay, yeah, you get your red envelope and, of course, little kids love to go out and buy some toys. Toys are things that kids play with. It could be dolls, it could be cars, it could be a toy bicycle or, you know, a race car, anything like that. As long as kids are playing with it and it's lots of fun, it's a toy. For example, the children couldn't wait to play with their toys for Christmas. So exciting, so much fun.
对啊，像我们如果拿到红包之后，可能就会赶快先去买自己喜欢的玩具啊，或去买鞭炮来放啊。Anyways, 这个玩具 toy, T-O-Y, 可数名词哦，当然一个、两个、三个，那复数以上就直接加 s, toy, 玩具。
All right, well, mom's thinking it's time to stop playing with toys. She yells to her family, everyone, help me clean the house to prepare for the holiday.So she tells everyone in the family to stop playing, help her clean the house to prepare for the holiday. Well, Jimmy doesn't want to. He gets up and he whines. When you whine, you talk like this. Why do we need to clean here if we're celebrating in Minxiong? Mom! That's that annoying voice that kids often get, or I get sometimes.
Girls
will get sometimes when they don't want to do something. I don't want to go to school, said the student. I don't want to go to the office, said my dad. So they're whining. It's telling you with their voice that they're unhappy.
所以啊，这个 Jimmy 呢，他其实就说了，可是我们为什么还要打扫？如果我们是要去民雄，要回老家啊，看亲戚的话，干嘛还要去做这个打扫的工作啊？不过在这边我们看到一个动词叫做 celebrate.
Yeah, that's what, of course, you're going to do during a festival or a holiday. You will celebrate. To celebrate is basically just to have fun, to kind of have a party, to make a special day.For something like a birthday or Christmas or Halloween. You have a party, you get together with your friends and your family, you eat some special food, you dance around a little bit, you know, enjoy yourself, you celebrate. Okay, so it's always a good time. For example, we could say Lisa celebrated her birthday with friends at a fancy restaurant. She doesn't eat at a fancy restaurant every day, she does it on her birthday. It's a special day.So she wants to celebrate.
所以这个 celebrate 其实就是庆祝的意思。那么庆祝它这个动词呢，因为以 e 结尾，所以它的过去式跟过去分词直接加 d 就可以了。那么它的三态的念法是 celebrate, celebrated, celebrated, celebrate, celebrated, celebrated. 对啊，好问题。如果要去老家过年的话，干嘛还要打扫？其实还是要啊，因为要除旧布新嘛。就算不在家里过年，去老家过年还是要打扫啊。
Right. Well, remember Jimmy was saying we shouldn't clean the house if we're going to Minxiong, if we're going to Jiayi. Why do we need to clean the house? We won't be here. Well, Dad explains to Jimmy, we still need to sweep away the bad luck and make this home ready for good luck. That's why people do that big cleaning, right? You should clean before the holiday, not after, because before you sweep away the bad, let in the good. I guess if you clean after the holiday, you might sweep away some good luck.
And money. Right.
You don't want to do that.
No.
No way.
所以一定要除旧布新啊。所以其实我们的除旧就是 sweep away, 扫掉，这是字面上的意思，扫掉什么什么或清除什么什么，清除一些不好的坏运啊，旧的东西不好的， and get ready for good luck, 布新啊，迎接好的新的 good luck, 好运咯。
Alright, so mom is ready to clean, and she's starting to give out some cleaning things. She hands Paige a broom. The broom is what you use to sweep. You can do it like that or like that. And then she gives the twins, Jimmy and Timmy, a mop and a bucket. A mop and a bucket is for washing a floor, right? So the mop will carry the water onto the floor, and of course use the bucket to hold the water in, so you can move it around, and that way you can really wash the floor. Most people, when they mop the floor, they'll be mopping the kitchen or the bathroom. You don't mop your bedroom very often, right? You might sweep the floor, but mopping is for dirtier floors, like in a kitchen or bathroom where water might fall down. And mop is a verb and a noun, okay? So that thing, that thing you hold, it's got kind of like hair at the end or long strings that pick up the water. That's a mop. And when we use it, we are mopping. Okay, I mopped the floor yesterday, for example. You could also say, the waitress mopped the soda up from the floor. Someone spilled some soda and she mopped it up. She cleaned the floor using water.And a mop.
所以其实除旧布新啊，除了那些擦灰尘之外，大概就是扫地拖地啊，什么洗浴室洗厨房，这些最重要了。那当然扫地的扫我们刚刚看到叫做 sweep， 那么拖地的拖呢，其实就叫做 mop， M-O-P， mop。这个字其实本身就有拖把的意思，那么在当动词的时候，它的过去式跟过去分词重复 p 再加上 ed， 所以它的三态的念法是 mop， mopped， mopped。可是要注意哦，在写法上是重复 p 再加上 ed。
So the kids are cleaning. Paige is sweeping. The boys are mopping. Grandpa says, "I want to help, but my old back is weak." So Grandpa's saying, "I want to help, but I'm a little bit old." He walks to the kitchen for more tea and slips on some water. Oh no, Grandpa! So Grandpa falls down after stepping in water on the floor. He slips and falls.
滑倒.
Yeah, that could be dangerous for an older person like Grandpa.
Bone fracture?
He could break a bone. So Paige, she runs over, she rushes to Grandpa. Grandpa, are you okay? And then Grandpa, he moans, oh, in pain, it hurts so much. He says, my back is so painful. Okay, his back hurts a lot. It's very painful. Okay, so if you have a part of your body that's giving you trouble, that doesn't feel good, that hurts, you can say it is painful, right? So if you're playing basketball and you fall on your hand, your wrist could be painful. Right? That's where it hurts. That's the place in your body where you have the pain. It is painful.
所以我们中文说什么？哎，好痛哦。It hurts. It hurts 是动词的用法。那如果要用这个形容词呢，可以用 painful, P-A-I-N-F-U-L, 疼痛的。所以你可以说 it's painful, 或者是 it hurts, 就是很痛的意思。
For example, Eric had a painful headache and went to the doctor. He had a headache that really hurt and he went to the doctor. All right, well, Dad helps Grandpa up and gets his car keys.Dad says, I'll take you to the doctor. So he's going to take Grandpa over to the doctor. Because if you hurt your back, that can be a lot of trouble, right? A hurt back, well, for anyone, a hurt back won't kill you, but it'll make your life very difficult and painful. Sleeping, walking, sitting down, all of these things can hurt. So take care of your back, people. You don't want a painful back, especially at the holidays.
接下来是我们的 wrap up.
Okay, so I hope Grandpa gets the care from the doctor that he needs to help his back feel better.
先检查一下吧，看看有没有骨折啊，还是什么之类的。然后可能要吃个什么止痛药啊 ，painkillers.
Yeah, something like that.
或者是 take a long rest.
Take a long rest would be good.
Can they go to Ming Xiong?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, if he's got a painful back sitting in a car for 3 or 4 hours and, you know, bouncing on the road, that could hurt. I actually had a very painful neck about 3 years ago at Chinese New Year.
Well,
and it wasn't good. Oh, I had a problem in the bones in my neck. And it was a lot of trouble because all the hospitals and doctors are closed.
Right, right.
Right, so I had to see a doctor a few days before and get lots of medicine. And then I had about a week of not very much fun.
You take medicine during Chinese New Year?
Yeah.
Do you think that's not good?
Well, it was better than being in pain all the time. So, yeah, if you're sick at any time, it's not good. Around the Chinese New Year holiday, it can be a lot of trouble. Mm. So let's hope that Grandpa gets his back fixed. We'll find out more about Grandpa, his bad back, and the Wong's trip to Minxiong when we see you and them tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
We can get lots of money to buy toys. We can get lots of money to buy toys.
Wow, that sounds cool. Let's plan our toy shopping trip.
We can get lots of money to buy toys.
Really? Maybe we can save the money instead.
We can get lots of money to buy toys.
Wow, that sounds cool. Let's plan our toy shopping trip.
We can get lots of money to buy toys.
Really? Maybe we can save the money instead.
Sorry, but I can't stay any longer.
Sorry, but I can't stay any longer.
Hello, 大家好 ，I'm Tim， 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。这几天我们都在跟同学聊参加 party 的事情，学了许多实用的句子。假设今天你想要离开一个 party， 但主人却希望你再久留一点，那这时候你该怎么样跟他说呢？你可以跟他说 ，Sorry, but I can't stay any longer。抱歉，但我不能够再待更久。假设我们说 ，I can't stay any longer， 就表示我不能久留。这里的 any 是用来加强语气，表示不能再久待了。例如，今天你跟你的朋友吵架了，你不希望他靠近你，你就可以跟他说 ，Don't get closer。不要靠近我。但如果要强调的话，就可以讲说 Don't get any closer， 不要再靠近我了。所以假设今天你要离开一场 party， 但主人却不希望你走，这时你就可以跟他说 Sorry, but I can't stay any longer， 表示出虽然你很想久留，但时间到了必须离开。接着就让我们来复习一下今天的例句。Sorry, but I can't stay any longer. 小聚会，我们下次见咯。
Sorry, but I can't stay any longer.
Sorry, but I can't stay any longer.
The best Chinese New Year ever.
I'm so excited to go to Minxiong for Chinese New Year. Me too. We can get lots of money to buy toys.
Everyone, help me clean the house to prepare for the holiday.
Why do we need to clean here if we're celebrating in Minxiong?
We still need to sweep away the bad luck and make this home ready for good luck.
Paige, you sweep the floors. Then twins, you mop.
I want to help, but my old back is weak.
Grandpa, are you okay?
Oh, my back is so painful.
I'll take you to the doctor.
Toy, toy. The children couldn't wait to play with their toys from Christmas. The children couldn't wait to play with their toys from Christmas. Celebrate, 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 celebrated, celebrated. Lisa celebrated her birthday with friends at a fancy restaurant. Lisa celebrated her birthday with friends at a fancy restaurant. Mop, 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 mopped, mopped. The waitress mopped the soda up from the floor. The waitress mopped the soda up from the floor. Painful, painful. Eric had a painful headache and went to the doctor. Eric had a painful headache and went to the doctor.